The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Woo! Oh, God. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Along with David Kaplan, John Hood with you, we got Shay, we got JR, and we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Back to Work Tuesday. Phone lines open for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Saying good morning to you guys on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks for keeping the conversation going. Good morning to you, Cap. How are you?
I am good, my friend.
Fine.
That's a fine.
Out of the box.
Dollar.
Right back in the mix and right back into the fine bucket. Dollar. Birdiesbookbank.org. Lock it in.
I lock it in. I am good. It is NFL week one. We get it rocking and rolling Thursday night. The Bills will be in action, who I think are going to win the Super Bowl. And then Sunday, we tee it up on the lakefront.
By the way, did you bring money today? Got cash?
I don't know.
Oh, what do you mean you don't know? You come out of the house, you're supposed to, you have your coffee, you've got your wallet, and you should be able to have cash.
Yep.
And oh, how about that?
Yep, I do. There's a dollar.
Right out of the man purse right there. Thank you very much.
I got a new man purse.
I mean, that's a record, by the way. That's a record for you for fines. $1, BerniesBookBank.org.
Done.
Right,
walk coming up September 22nd. So it's NFL week one.
Yes, I'm ready.
You and I are back in studio. I hope you enjoyed your time away.
not really. Can I just tell you something about my partner? My partner told me, I'm just telling you, you don't want to have this COVID thing. I'm a medical miracle, pal. I'm not going to get COVID. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, right?
I didn't reveal your secret on the air.
Thank you very much.
Figured that was for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I showed you that same respect, by the way.
You did.
But people ask, what's wrong with Cap?
Caps off.
Caps off. Caps fine.
Yes.
Right? Because it's nobody's business.
So I had it late June into 4th of July. Hoodie had it last week. And I said, dude, you do not want this. It sucks.
Well, I was fine until Peacock gets it first. She had it first, and I was trying to be a nice guy, trying to take care of her. You asked me how she was doing. Thank God. My partner is right there for me, checking in every day, making sure that Michelle was in good shape. She had COVID, and I thought, hey, you know what? As long as I stay away, we're separated. It's fine. Nope. COVID travels fast.
Yeah.
Just like bad news.
Yes, it does.
Exactly what happened, man.
So we are back now, day after Labor Day. It's Bears-Niners week.
Yeah.
And we'll preview the game. We'll talk about it. But I have a question for you.
Hey, don't worry. I'll have some.
Never mind about your speaks, Mongo. Hang on a second.
So my question, everyone out there, is why is it if you give your honest to goodness true opinion, and I read everything, I watch everything, I call people that I respect in the league or that cover the team. Mm-hmm. Why is it if you give your honest opinion and you look at the numbers, and I broke them down for you, and I will do that here in a second, of the Bears roster, and you say, I don't think they're going to be very good. Automatically, Ed Kaplan's a hater. It's like the political climate in this world.
That's right.
Like, either you're with us or you're against us.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I'm with us. I just don't think they're going to be very good. Can I read you some numbers?
Sure.
Ryan Poles gets hired January 2022.
Yes.
Ryan Poles inherits Ryan Pace's roster, 77 players under contract.
Yes, he becomes the general manager in a very tearful press conference.
Correct. 19 are left.
Yep.
19! That means, like, almost 60 guys out the door. Some of whom are very, very good players. Allen Robinson, Akeem Hicks, who they said has just been a revelation down in Bucks camp. All these dudes are gone. Khalil Mack, he's playing for the L.A. Chargers, who many think can win the Super Bowl. Okay, so we got 19 left. They have 15 rookies, six of whom were undrafted after seven rounds, 260-some players picked. None of these dudes got picked. Doesn't mean they can't play.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tony Romo was an undrafted player.
That's correct, out of Eastern.
But several of these dudes were released by other teams. But they were better than what we had on our current roster. So automatically, we've got these people calling in going, you're just a hater, Cap. You're an idiot. I don't understand. You can't see. We're top five in special teams, top five in defense. Thank you, Lee Allen. And we are going to win 9-10 games. I look at the roster, I just don't see it.
Yeah, well, I don't mind the optimism. I understand as a fan, listen, after the whole thing with Nagy and Poles, you can understand where people just want to change. Pace and Nagy.
The other two, Matt and Ryan.
Yeah, the other Matt and Ryan. When Matt and Ryan is no longer here, they're replacing with Matt and Ryan. And so they just want to have something different, something new. You understand that there's optimism because it's new and fresh.
Yes.
However, you cannot win a Super Bowl. You cannot win multiple playoff games without having the opportunity to have talent. You cannot win without talent. It's nothing wrong with being optimistic, Cap. I have no problem with you fan how you want to fan. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is if you take a look at this roster, you may feel good about Justin Fields. Do you feel good about his weapons? You may feel good about the defense saying that I like Roquan Smith, I like Robert Quinn. But what about the rest of them? See, again, if you just focus on Bears football, you always think the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl if you only focus on the one team. But if you just watch the NFL, watch the NFC North, watch the NFC, watch the entire league, you know the way the world goes around in the NFL is it's based on talent. And the Bears just need to be able to capitalize on what they already have. Year two, year three, this roster should be really different with quality players.
Completely agree. So I want to know why, if you don't predict a great season for the Bears or a vastly, vastly improved record, why is it automatically you're a hater?
I kept just a hater, man.
That's not the truth. The truth is I hope we go 17-0 and cruise to the Super Bowl championship. The reality is we're not.
Well, you understand why this is the case, why people are coming at you, coming at me regarding the Bears, is because they want us to reflect their feelings about the Bears and their optimism. It's good to be optimistic because it's new, because there isn't Nagy, there isn't Ryan Pace in place. But the point is, though, is that you can't win without talent. As simple as that. And, you know, there's things I like about this team. There's things I have question marks. There's not things I hate about the team. There's question marks, though. And when it's new, there's always going to be question marks. I'll give you an example of some things I don't know about the Bears. Like, I don't know how much the offensive line is going to be holding up for Justin Fields. I'm going to say this a lot and to the point where you're going to get tired of me saying it. But I'm going to say it a lot every single day if I have to about the Bears. The whole season, for me, is about the protection of Justin Fields. Everything about this Bear, special teams, defense, offense, everything to me is predicated on what Justin Fields does. His protection, his weapons. Do you have enough defense to be able to help him out? Everything is based on Justin Fields because that's the number one guy that you want for him to be around here for a decade to make a difference for this football team.
Completely
everything,
agree.
Everything's about him.
At the end of the year, I've got to know, is that my guy going forward? Whatever the record is that my guy? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And is he healthy? Did we protect him? Do I expect him to play all 17 games? Someone up there at Hallis Hall said to me, we've got to get him out of this habit where, protection broke down, first line of defense is coming at me. Boom, I'm running. He's going to get himself killed.
Yeah.
They're working with him on sliding better. He slides too upright.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he keeps getting hit.
hits high. He gets hit high because it slides high.
Correct.
But again, as a young quarterback, he'll be able to get better with that. But these are the growing pains with a young quarterback and a young team and a first-year head coach and Matt Eberflus. Something else I don't know about this team is that I don't know who the third and fourth dependable weapons are for Justin Fields offensively. So say, for instance, I'm all in on Mooney. I think Mooney's going to have an outstanding season.
Yes.
By default.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's got to be him, right? It's got to be him.
Correct.
So I think also, Cap, that at tight end, I think Cole Kmet will have another terrific season. The last couple of seasons, not great, but this upcoming season, I think he's going to put up some monster numbers. Again, that's by default. But what about the third and fourth options? You cannot win in this league offensively by just having one wide receiver you believe in and then one tight end. Who else is going to be able to pick up that slack offensively?
Correct. Is it Byron Pringle? I know it's good. He's back at practice. Okay, we'll see. I mean, he has not proven it yet in his career. The fact that Tyreek Hill is out of Kansas City and they decided not to hang on to this dude when they had a clear need is concerning. Equanimeous St. Brown had the greatest quarterback in the league, perhaps.
Yes.
In Aaron Rodgers and caught exactly zero touchdowns.
Yes. And his first name is an eye chart.
Yes.
That's a long name, brother.
That's a long name.
Your name's EQ.
EQ.
That's what your name's going to be, pal.
Correct.
The other thing is, too, and you see Mark Potash in the Tribune, in the Sun-Times?
I did.
Great piece about the defense. I know that we just take it for granted, oh, the defense is going to be fine because that's what carries the water for the Bears all these years. It's about the defense, right? I liked that he talked about the takeaways. In 2018, the Bears had 36 takeaways. They've had only 53 the past three seasons, 19, 18, and 16. Mm-hmm. That's going in the wrong direction.
Correct. Now, some of it was the poor decision to sign Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it took Eddie Jackson away from what he does best and put him at what he does the worst at. Mm-hmm. He's not an in-the-box run support guy. He's a ball-hawking safety. Well, now you've got an outstanding in-the-box rookie safety in Jaquan Brisker. He's got to prove it. He's coming off a thumb injury. Will he prove it? I believe he will. I told you when I was up at camp, I'm like, who the hell's that guy that just walked by me?
Right.
And they look at your roster. Number 9, that's Jaquan Brisker.
Mm-hmm.
Holy bleep. I mean, he looks like a monster.
Well, first of all, you were thrown off because that's a secondary player with a single number.
Correct. I'm still getting used to that.
Exactly, right? It's not college. And you're like, wait a minute. These guys are winning single digits? That's not a punter?
Right.
That's not an offensive play? Like, oh, man. Okay, I get it.
And he's huge. Right? And he hits. So hopefully the thumb is healthy. He had it surgically fixed. We'll see where this thing rolls. My question is, why automatically, if you are giving your honest opinion, I want them to win every game.
Sure.
Why is it?
You're a hater.
It's like the political climate in the world.
It's a Hoodwink Tuesday here on Cap and J-Hood. We will play Hoodwink coming up at 7:35. We'll take your phone calls as well. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. What do you know about the Chicago Bears? What don't you know about the Chicago Bears? Cap and I will take your phone calls coming up next. And also, Darnell Mooney answers Cap's question on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Come on. Cap and J-Hood. Morning 7 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000. It's a Hoodwink Tuesday, an opportunity for you to win a Lou Malnati's gift card. Our way of saying thanks for listening to Cap and J-Hood every morning at 7. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Why is Cap, why is anyone a hater if they believe that the Bears are going to underachieve? Now, it's interesting, Cap, because Darnell Mooney got a chance to talk to the press. And the question that was posed to him is, why are there doubters about this current Bears team?
Because we don't have any names. So if you're going to go by names or whatever, or overalls on Madden or whatever, so that's how people, you know, think. So eventually everybody has to play, regardless of what team you have, regardless of how many people, names you have, everybody has to play. Everybody's 0-0 right now, so you can think you're this good team, you can think you're this bad team, but you really don't know until you go out there and play. So
names, meaning stars. That's what he's saying. Stars.
Meaning talent.
Talent, yes.
And that is what I don't understand, how you can look at this roster, you can look at this team on the eve of kicking things off against San Francisco, and be filled with the 9-10 win prognostications we are getting regularly in here. I hope they do, because it means that Ryan Poles has pulled a rabbit out of his hat.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll have to pull out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have no first-round pick, no appreciable spending in free agency, 15 rookies, almost 60 guys let go from the previous regime, and all of a sudden this team's contending in the division? I just don't get it.
No, you don't win without talent. And here's the thing. I want to make sure it's very clear. You'll hear what you want to hear, but I'm going to say it out loud anyway. Is that I want the Bears to be successful. Actually, it's better for business. Ask my partner, is it better for business when the Bears are good?
Yes.
It's good for our pocketbook. It's good for the ratings of this radio station. It brings everyone under the tent, even non-football fans. When the Bears are good, oh, the Bears are good? Oh, I'm going to watch. Now everyone's watching the Bears. Everyone's interested in the product. So it's not that we want them to lose, but we look at it in reality. Look at the Green Bay Packers, look at the Bears. Look at the Buffalo Bills and look at the Bears. Look at some of the upper echelon teams in the NFL and look at the Bears. It's about trying to get to a point where you say, we have so much talent, we should be a perennial playoff team. That's what it comes down to. Not just clicking your heels, hoping and wishing that the blue and orange are going to win the Super Bowl every year. It didn't work that way. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number here on Cap and J Hood. We got Hoodwink coming up at 7:35. We go to Rosemont. Here's Brian leading us off here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're well.
What's up, man?
I hear you loud and clear. I don't disagree with you, but before I answer your question, will you answer one for me, please?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Cap, you say you don't think the Bears have enough talent to win whatever, 6, 7, 8 games, whatever, right?
Right.
To beat the upper echelon teams, okay, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, my question is, did Green Bay and Dallas have enough talent to beat San Francisco last year? Apparently not. Did Kansas City have enough talent to beat the Bengals last year? Apparently not. So let's not judge by what we see right now. Wait until they get on the field.
Hold on a second.
You
cannot.
Any given Sunday.
You cannot tell me. Sunday. Hold on, Brian. You cannot tell me that Kansas City didn't have enough talent to beat the Bengals. They lost a game to them.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did have enough talent, but enough talent didn't win them a game, did it? They lost. Apparently, Cincinnati had less talent and beat Kansas City.
Those are two good football teams. You can't tell me Buffalo didn't have enough talent to beat the Chiefs. Guess what? They lost in overtime. So they tee it back up, and they'll try and climb the mountain again this year. That is irrelevant. The Bears don't have talent on their roster.
Exactly. So the Bears don't. You think the Bears don't have enough talent? Let's wait and see what they put out there. They play about 3, 4, 5 games. So you already got them winning 3 or 4 games this year.
No, right? I have them. I actually have them 5-12.
We were having a conversation. We appreciate the telephone call. I have them winning 7 games, but again, by the time we get to the end of this week, it may change. Remember, I said 6 when we unfurled the schedule. When you and I went through the schedule, it feels like 6 games. After now, all the preseason, 7. It may stay at 7 by the time we get to Friday. Because it's based on a couple of coin flip games for sure. Because he's right. Here's where Brian's right. Any given Sunday, right? It is true. Any given Sunday.
Correct.
Because there's a couple of coin flip games in this schedule where it's like Miami, maybe, maybe not. A few games, the Lions, maybe, maybe not. But there's a few of those games where you said it could go either way. Field goal game, Bears all of a sudden win by 7 or 10. We'll see. But I just know that it's ultimately up to the talent. If you don't have the talent cap, you cannot be able to win these games. Or maybe you're losing these games by 7 or 10 points. You say, well, we're close. Boy, when we get over $100 million in salary cap space next year, we're going to be really good. I mean, that maybe that's how Poles is playing it.
I think he is. I think he looks at it and goes, I got $100 million in cap space. I'm going to have a high draft pick. And who knows, if Justin truly is my guy, I could trade that pick back and get more capital. That's okay.
Yes. I know that you want to win the Super Bowl this year, but I want a building of a good roster and what's best for Justin Fields for you to be able to get to where you need to be. At this point in time, I think it's an evaluation season, and I'm okay with that. As we go to Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app, here's Justin on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Hoodie, Cap.
What's up? Glad
to have you all back.
Yes, sir.
Hoodie, glad you're doing good. Basically, I just wanted to say this. My expectation for the Bears this year are up in the air. I'm not putting a lot of stock in everything. I'm going to grade them on a game-by-game, week-to-week basis. I know, Cap, you had mentioned about Fields and his sliding. I kind of feel like maybe they still have time to get maybe somebody from the Cubs or even maybe somebody from the Sox to come in to kind of teach him the proper way out of slab so he doesn't get his head cut off.
Well, definitely the Cubs, not the Sox. Sox don't steal bases.
Exactly. Right.
We're station to station. That's what we are.
Exactly. But, I mean, other than that, you know, like I said, glad to have you all back. I'm excited for the season, but I'm truthfully, like, I'm not really getting my hopes up like that. I'm just going to wait and see how it plays out game by game. I don't think you all are being negative. I think what my heart, my heart tells me that I want them to win, but over the years now, I'm just thinking with my head. I mean, I'm just seeing what we have on the field. And, you know, that's pretty much all I got to say.
All right.
I hope you all have a good day, and thanks for taking my call.
Justin, we appreciate your telephone call. It is a Hoodwink Tuesday coming up, an opportunity for you to win a gift card from Lou Malnati's. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Shay Norling, let's take caller two who wants to be able to get in the Hoodwink. The first caller that hits caller two get a chance to win a Lou Malnati's gift card. We got Hoodwinked, and don't forget Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix right here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap, Jay Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. All right, Cap and Jay Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
Cap and Jay Hood. Morning, 7 to 10, right here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app that you can catch Bear Down. You need more Bears content? It's right there on the ESPN Chicago app with Black and Abdallah. As they give you more Bears content, just click Bear Down, and you're right in on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, Cap, it's time for Hoodwinked, and what will the people win?
They will win a gift card to the wonderful Lou Malnati's chain of delicious restaurants where they can get deep dish pizza. They could go thin crust pizza. They could go butter crust on that thick pizza. They could get the Lou salad and the cookie pizza for dessert.
So delicious. It's the best. It's the top shelf of pizzas.
That's
Lou Malnati's.
There you go.
We go to Sean at Edison Park. He'll be our contestant for Hoodwinked. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, boys. Good to have you guys back.
It's great to be back, my friend. We want to hook you up with a Lou Malnati's gift card. Are you ready for this?
Let's go.
All right. So, Sean, I'm going to give you two truths and a lie. And because it's hoodwinked, you have to figure out what the lie is, right? What am I hoodwinking you on one of the following statements? Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. And you can use my friend David Kaplan here for a lifeline, just so you know.
All right. Sounds good.
Rock and roll.
All right. So here we go, Sean. Two truths and a lie. I, Jonathan Hood, have played professional football. I, Jonathan Hood, was once the one-time voice of the Bulls, or I, Jonathan Hood, had an at-bat at a minor league baseball game. I'll go through those again. I played professional football. I was a one-time voice of the Chicago of the Bulls, right? One-time voice of the Bulls, and had an at-bat at a minor league baseball game. Which one is the lie?
What do you think?
Can Capper, I'm thinking he never played football. He's a good athlete, a little basketball, of course. But baseball is like a celebrity game or something. But what do you think, Capper?
So, football. Okay, you said you were the voice of the Bulls.
I was the voice of the Bulls, yes.
Okay, you notice he didn't say Chicago Bulls. I know that dude did the Windy City Bulls. So you can scratch that one.
Right.
Then he said he played professional football. He did not say he played in the NFL. I know that dude played for Steve McMichael's Chicago Slaughter team.
Oh, back in the day. Wow.
And I mocked him and still will roundly when he said, oh, I could hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He wouldn't have the you-know-whats to get in the box, let alone make contact. So I'm going to say he never had an at-bat.
That's a good call. I'm going to follow you. No baseball, no chance.
Okay, Sean. So you're just going to follow what David Kaplan says. You're not going to have your own mind in that scenario, huh? That's your own thoughts.
Anyway.
Huh?
Kind of leaning that way. I figured football, it's the Chicago Rush or, Blitz, whatever it was back in the day, that could have been a chance.
The Slaughter. He played for
Slaughter. All right.
I'm pretty sure.
You sure, Sean?
I'm hungry.
Okay.
Some pizza.
Yeah, you're not going to get this early. Don't open this early. Okay. All right. So, I did play professional football for Steve McMichael's Chicago Slaughter. Actually, it's funny. I was the one-time voice of the Bulls. I was working with Steve Cashel when the line went down here at ESPN 1000. I actually did a quarter of Bulls basketball with Steve Cashel. But I was the voice of the Windy City Bulls for 3 years. And I've never had an at-bat at a minor league baseball game. So there you go. Sean, you're a winner.
You are a winner, sir. Good lead, man. Appreciate it.
There we go.
Sean, have fun, man. Appreciate you. Who just hooked you up?
ESPN Chicago, the best.
Okay.
You're the king.
Hang on a second. What's a concern there?
Yeah,
exactly. But he did get the station right. Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law. 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Sign my ball. Ted Phillips, while we were away, stepped down as president of the Chicago Bears.
Right, effective the end of the year, I believe.
Now, I'd like to let people know that my partner was on this story because he doesn't have the smell for, like, great-tasting food or something that smells bad, but he is does have that that nose for news and stories.
Gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No.
No.
Have we won enough games?
No.
Everything else is there?
Get out of there, Mayor Daley. So you tell me, Cap, you had this a year ago that you heard the rumor and innuendo.
I did. I reported it last January that Ted was going to step away. Instead, what ended up happening is the new GM, Ryan Poles, does not report to the president anymore. He reports right to George.
Oh.
And Ted, with the Arlington Heights property available, elected to work one more year, shepherd that thing to completion, which is going to happen, and then he's done. And I get it. He's 65. The question is, what is his legacy? I mean, Sylvie has been all over this about how poor his record is, the Bears' record is, which falls on his ledger as president. So if you judge him on wins and losses, failed. Judge him on finding franchise quarterback, fail.
Everything else is there, though.
Everything else is there. Judge him on making money? Yeah, and it made a fortune. The franchise is worth $5.2 billion. And whether you could say, well, whoever's in that job, it's the NFL, it's going to, rising tide lifts all boats. He was the guy in that seat, and they have maximized revenues over there. So I'll give him his credit for what they've done financially. But on the football side of things, they were bad at hiring GMs. The Pace thing didn't work. The Emery hire was an abomination. The Angelo hire actually was solid. He built you a Super Bowl team.
Yes, I like that.
They just never took it the next step. Mm-hmm. Once they traded for Cutler, they never surrounded him with enough talent. So in the end, Ted fails on the football side, wins on the financial side.
Okay, so whether it is fair or unfair, the perception is that guys like Ted Phillips or Crane Kenny should not have their beak in football operations.
Well, that's fair. Right.
Yeah, no, this football, baseball, yeah, on either side. That the financial person should not have a say in the organization.
Correct.
football-wise or baseball-wise.
So when Theo came here, one of his prerequisites was, I am not reporting to Crane because he was the president.
Correct.
I'm coming in as president on the baseball side. He's the president on the business side. And that is how they got Theo. He became president. He was GM in Boston. He became president here. Ryan Poles now reports right to George.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If he wants something done, he goes to George. He does not go to Ted.
But, you know, Cap, again, we're just going by all the calls we've taken over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Fans don't like what they consider a non-football person, non-baseball person, being able to judge who should be the next head coach or manager of a team.
Mm-hmm.
And again, whether that's to me, I just think that you want to have a collaborative effort. I know that's an unpopular phrase around here as well, but you should have a lot of different opinions in the room. Hey, you know what? We think about having this person as our head coach. Ted, come in. You're a good judge of character. What do you think? Now, for him to be the end-all, be-all of that, no. But I think that he deserved to have a voice,
mm-hmm.
just like Crane Kenny. Cup fans are all over Crane Kenny. I don't want that guy to pick the personnel or pick the head coach, pick the next manager. People didn't like that. But I personally don't have a problem with someone having their opinion. You're part of the organization. Should you be the end-all when it comes to that? No. But it's okay to have a conversation and say, what do you think of this person's judge of character?
Correct. You can walk in and go, well, just give me your quick opinion. You've been around here a lot. But in the end, it's the GM of the baseball team or the baseball guy, Jed Hoyer and his people, or it's Angelo or Emery or Pace, and now it's Ryan Poles.
Mm-hmm.
They just did a dismal job in hiring.
Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
All right, George, you'll have your time.
You'll have your moment.
I think that when it comes to Ted was able to put this organization in a position where they're making what the team's worth over $5 billion. I think that's his legacy. And now this new Arlington Heights building, the new stadium that's going to happen, that's under Ted as well.
Correct.
And I think that's a great way for him to go out,
JR. Is it, though? I mean, as a fan, do you really care what the Bears are worth? Like, are you going to go, wow, you know, that's just great. I'm so happy Ted Phillips' tenure made the McCaskey family money. That's not how you think as a fan.
Oh,
you think
no.
My team didn't win.
Correct. But if you are the owner, you're going, okay.
Okay, but the owner doesn't get to define the legacy. I think the general population does, no?
Yeah, so I think you could split his legacy and go on the football side of things.
Terrible. Or below average.
Well below average.
Yeah.
Well below.
Mm-hmm.
One Super Bowl appearance, loss, a lot of years that were horrific. Hiring on the football side, horrific. Financially, yeah, he rode the wave of the NFL and did some good things. They got the building built. I'm talking in Lake Forest. They're going to get the stadium deal. Those will be his legacies. But when you look back at his tenure as president of a football team, his wins and losses are horrific.
Yeah, so what do you think of Ted Phillips? He'll be stepping down at the end of the season, retiring from the Bears. There's going to be a dome at Soldier Field with or without the Bears. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Cap, Jay Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. Albert Breer at 8:35 as we talk Bears and NFL with Albert, as we do every Tuesday at 8:35 right here on Cap and Jay Hood. Cap, you see this piece from the Chicago Sun-Times from Fran Spielman?
I did, where Maurice Cox, who is with the City Planning and Development Commission, he's the commissioner.
Mo Cox?
Yeah.
You know, I saw this, and again, the piece is entitled City Planning Chief Doubles Down on Soldier Field's Post-Bears Future. And once again, it's a piece that really is talking about a dome and a lot of amenities around a reimagined Soldier Field. And I see the picture here from the Sun-Times, what it's supposed to look like. You know, I find this story fascinating, Cap, for a number of reasons. Number one, I told you that I want an AFC team here. And it's not necessarily what maybe Chicago wants, but the NFL is going to want a second team. Just like Jets, Giants, just like the Bay Area, they want to be able to have, or in California, they have multiple teams. Los Angeles has two teams. I think that there's going to be a second team here, and then we'll play in this stadium. But I see all this imagination of having a dome over Soldier Field. Like, how long does that take to put a dome over those columns, put a dome over the spaceship? How long is that going to take?
I can't believe in this city where we're shorthanded in the police department, we're shorthanded with teachers, we are shorthanded in our budget, $2.2 billion to dome that place? No way it ever happened. Not a freaking chance.
Wait, that's the lottery money, right? The scratch-off tickets?
No, it's the tollway money.
Right? Yeah. All those quarters and dimes? Is that what it is?
When they built the tollway, they said, oh, it'll only be for 7 years to pay for the road, and then we'll do away with the tolls. Yeah, okay. Good luck.
It is a mystery.
How'd that work out?
Is that not a mystery, though? Like, what's up with the lottery money? What's up with the toll money? Some of this should be able to pay off whatever the issues are in the city.
And it can't. It shows you how poorly run everything is around here.
The $2.2 billion plan, and this, again, this is from Mayor Lightfoot. She's, again, trying to keep the Bears in Chicago, but they're saying that they're going to go through with this plan whether the Bears are in Chicago or not. They still want to be able to have this. Well, duh, you want to have a place in Chicago for multiple revenue streams, multiple events. How many events they have at Soldier Field as is during the spring and summer?
North of 200. Concerts. Now they want to be able to have basically every day an event. Cox was asked how the mayor's $2.2 billion plan to expand, renovate, and put a lid on Soldier Field would be financed. He would only say financing stadium renovations is pretty complex. There are multiple scenarios for how it could be done, and we haven't even landed on any single one. We just know architecturally it's feasible. There is no shot that they are putting a freaking dome on that dump of a stadium. Stop.
So in our lifetime, we will not see a dome on top of Soldier Field.
Well, I'm planning on living at least another 45, 50 years.
50? So. I mean, soda's good, but my God, 50?
50.
I don't think that's
working out every day. Yeah, I'm okay. On soda. Okay. Got the weight down. Yeah, no. I'm just telling you. Dome over there? My ass.
50 years? That means I have to don the bib. I got to put a bib on you and feed you, too?
Yes.
Got to roll you in here?
So you living off a tube.
Yeah, do you want 111? I do not. I can say that confidently right now. No shot.
No, I'd take mid to late 90s.
You're going to be on a bed with wires hanging out of you, hooked to a tube? You don't want that.
Deep.
No, I'm not.
Deep. Take that. Deep. I work out every day. Deep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then what?
You're going to work out every day at 111?
Yeah, what do you think? You're going to be giving pep talks to college basketball teams?
Cap LaLanne.
Maybe. That's the goal, man.
Yeah, I understand that. But so in our lifetime, you're saying we will not have a dome on Soldier Field. I would say, why don't you just level that thing and have a new stadium in place? Blow it up.
Level it.
Yes.
And then who's paying for the $3, $4 billion? Friends of the park are like, bring it on.
The Park District has so much power. So much power.
They do.
It's amazing. But this is something that should have happened a long time ago, to have a dome over that stadium or something so you can have multiple events, your Final Fours, your WrestleManias, all your major events. It's not happening.
No.
Shot or no shot in 2 minutes right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.